This is not just another golf podcast. This is Golf Underground. This is Golf Underground. We just happen to be the third funniest podcast in golf. We interview PGA Tour pros, Hall of Fame athletes, rock stars, business leaders. Sure, we talk about golf, but we have fun. All right, let's do it. Welcome to Golf Underground. Now your hosts, Wardo, Sully, and MLB Hall of Famer, George Brett.
Thanks for joining the Golf Underground. Now, the Golf Underground is brought to you by Star Companies, KC. Experience a more energy efficient and comfortable home with Star's insulation services. Regain functional medicine. Feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Regal Distributing, specializing in the distribution of food service and professional cleaning supplies to a variety of industries. Cowell Insurance, providing brokerage and risk management services for over 25 years. Sano Orthopedics, care plans backed by research and clinical results tailored perfectly to individual needs. Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia, where you'll score a double eagle on your next car or truck. Sheridan's Unforked, eating good and feeling good. Lewisburg Ford, nobody sells more F-150s than Lewisburg Ford. And Celebrity Greens, put a custom PGA caliber putting green in your backyard for the ultimate golf experience. Now, onto the program.
Hey, welcome to Golf Underground, ESPN Kansas City here back in the stable. Now, a lot has changed since the last program that we did, I believe. I don't think you were a father yet, Wardo. And so
I was not.
So life's changed for you. So I think it's important that we because it's a family show, that we bring the listeners in. We bring them in. They've seen your journey from best instructor in the Midwest in golf, making little champions who are now on the web.com/Corn Ferry Tour. Talking Harry out of banging 43 women in Lawrence, Kansas. You've changed a lot of lives, but now your life has changed too. Tell us all about it.
Well, we had quite the adventure, a 5-night stay in the hospital, so that was interesting to start. So I forgot where my car was parked. I left one time to go get a margarita across the street with my father-in-law. Brought some back. Sneaky got canned after that. But no, obviously pretty cool. Ended up having a C-section the traditional way, was not working for her or us. And then lucky for me, Kathy Gommer.
Oh, she popped in.
She was our doc.
Dr. Gommer.
Yes. Oh, no way.
So she comes up to me and she goes, "Oh, I'm Dr. Gommer." And I go,
"Hello.
Hello.
I know you."
She goes, "Oh my God." She goes, "Oh my gosh." And so, yeah.
No way.
So I got a picture of Kathy Gommer and little Bubs just after he was born.
Why have we not posted this? They're a sponsor of the radio. Well, by the way, that's Regain Functional Medicine. If you're having trouble with your testosterone levels and a blown out knee, our neighborhood at Loch Lloyd can help you.
So they were great. The staff was incredible. And, here we are. So not sleeping much. I've never really slept that much in my life in this working world. But now somebody else is dictating my sleep. So sometimes Kevin gets a little crabby, but it's all worth it.
All right. What's it, Kevin? What's the name of your child?
Grace and John.
Grace and John. Yeah. All right. Have nice you already name. Put a little... little workout plan together for him, you know? What's your goal? You're going to peer pressure this guy to become a PGA golfer. I mean, you've obviously thought through this when you're sitting by yourself and
we're Turtles. We're just going to let him do what he wants to do, but he's already a strong young lad, and them legs are kicking and those arms are flailing, and he's doing little... He was doing like a plank at the doctor's office today, so he's dialed already.
That a boy.
Strong lungs, I'm sure.
That a boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, so we are pumped today, my man and neighbor and great friend, Kevin Witte, Dr. Kevin Witte, Sano Orthopedics, certainly a great sponsor of the Golf Underground, came to join us. And this hit you a few months back. You were watching the very first New York Jets, Jets game. And tell them what happened, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, yeah, so Aaron went down, and we've just seen a couple Achilles injuries over the last several years on TV, obviously, in big games. And then I think we all have the pickleball has become a big deal.
Keeping me busy. Sure.
You know, CrossFit's kept a lot of these guys busy. Yep. Now pickleball. And so I just thought, like, what an interesting topic to talk about. How do these middle-aged men that think they're more athletic than they really are help preserve in injury prevention and the do's and don'ts of that? And so I thought this would be a great topic.
Yeah, you reached out. So we saw Witty. Let me tell you a little about Witty. One of the most impressive things is he did his fellowship with a guy who's pretty good with
Andrews.
With bad, you know, bad parts of the body. It's Andrews, who's, I mean, the guy's world renowned. And so when you study under the best, what's good for Kansas City is you got the best right here in town, right? You're just a younger version. Maybe your eyes are a little bit better. Maybe those hands aren't as shaky as Mr. Andrews, Dr. Andrews. So we got all the smarts just with like the freaking body. You're at the, speaking of regain.
Speaking of
this.
Sano, I teach his partner, Matt Daggett. He's a hell of a
Dr.
player.
Dr. Matt Daggett.
I mean, he is pretty damn good player, swings it nice.
Another great surgeon.
Pretty hard on himself. Great surgeon. And so.
Awesome.
Sano is growing.
All right. Tell us about the business. Tell the folks a little bit about you and what Sano Orthopedics is.
Sano Orthopedics, I think we're up to like 15 docs now, if I'm counting right. But do orthopedics, sports medicine, general orthopedics. We got total joint guys, shoulder, elbow guys, spine surgeon, hand surgeon. So we've got it all. Wow. Got some pain management docs now. They're helping us out as well. But anything you need, orthopedic world and definitely the sports world, come check us out. Hopefully you don't need us, but we're happy to help you out and take care of you. Putting up a couple new offices, actually. We're finishing a new office over off of Nall and Leewood, and then another office in Raymore. So we'll have Lee Summit, Leewood, and Raymore. And then actually we have an outreach clinic in Paola and something soon in up by Weston.
Damn.
Daggett tells me you're going to be in that building November 1st. This was 2 or 3 months ago.
We are supposed to be moving this weekend.
There's no chance.
Yeah, they swear to us that it's still going to happen.
Hey, listen, the objective is to make him look good.
I know.
You drive by it. I agree with you. Drive by that. And it's, you're like, okay, but we're the second floor. You look at the ground floor,
I guess,
and you're true. Like, okay, we're the second floor. So second floor is a lot further along than the rest of it.
I want to come check out this place. Tell us about some of the amenities at the new office at
Leewood. It'll be a kind of a version of our Lee Summit office as well. So we'll have physical therapy there. We'll have obviously several clinic rooms, and eventually there'll be a surgery center there too.
Nice.
And we'll have our biomechanics. We'll have the DARI system there to evaluate patients.
Awesome. So what is that?
That is DARI is a local company that does markerless biomechanic evaluation, looking at movement, so we can do body screening and see how you're moving, try to pick up on injuries and weaknesses. We can use it pre or post injury or
surgery. Is it imagery? What is it?
Yeah.
It's like an animated stick figure. So you go in this room and then they ask you to do a series of movement patterns, exercises. Like you'll walk, you'll jump, you'll go on a single leg RDL, and you'll do a bunch of different moves. And then they can kind of tell you where you might be limited or prone to injury. It's pretty cool.
Just based on those stick figures?
Yeah, basically, it just has cameras all throughout the room.
And actually, American Sports Medicine is to AMSI, the Andrews group down that's still in Birmingham. They're doing a lot of research with it. Glenn Fleissig is their big research down there, and they've started using it, doing some research with it. And you can get, so a lot of the data that they have comes from there. And we can compare that data to what we're gathering, and they share that data. And then you can, something kind of funny, you can go in and get your physiologic age. You can go do all these movements, and they can tell you, well, you're actually, you know, physiologically this age. So that can either be very rewarding for you or very depressing.
Well, I will tell you this Voodoo Ranger Imperial IPA that I just pulled out of the stables. You know what? Hang on. Right now I'm 55. I'll be right with you.
I think that's compliments. My dad had a business meeting
57.
In here. My dad had a meeting in here, and I think he brought those in here. So thanks, Big Ron.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Big Ron. So is something like that, is that more preventative or is it treatment?
Both. We're trying to pick up on injuries before they happen if we can. So we'll get athletes in there, or just general population too, and we'll screen them and look, you know, what does your gait look like? How are your shoulders moving? How does it compare to the range of motion we traditionally should be seeing? The data that we have, and you know, so So I had a bunch of throwers, a bunch of pitchers go through it, and you could actually see their non-dominant side had a lot of weaknesses on several mm-hmm. players. And so just picking up on those things and what they can work on through physical therapy and body mechanics.
It's all the. It's very similar to what we use. We just have ours. There's you wear like a vest, and then your body's an avatar.
Yeah, Wordo's so doing the same stuff. It's great. So
same with golf too. The non-dominant side, you're not going to see as much. You're going to see more limitation and weakness on the left side if you're a right-handed golfer, just because you're training oftentimes more than one way. So we're training in both directions a lot.
Yeah, that's smart. So you'd mentioned pickleball. Is it true that you have invested in places like Chicken Pickle?
That's a rumor. I have not truly invested in it, but I'm encouraging the use of those places.
What is happening to the right? Well, I mean, the good news is it's giving people, you know, reason to be active, but my God, you got to be seeing Achilles. You got to be seeing ACLs, MCLs.
Knees, shoulders, predominantly for the pickleball, the occasional, you know, fall and wrist fracture, you know, ankle sprain, but a lot of knees and shoulders.
How do you prevent it?
Same way as preventing a lot of the stuff. I mean, talking about golf is, you know, flexibility, warming up, cooling down, staying hydrated, and not just jumping into stuff just cold where your muscles aren't loose. And then throughout the year, just being diligent about trying to exercise, being active, working on balance, some of the stuff that you're picking up in biomechanics evaluations. Working on that balance and flexibility is the big key.
I was just thinking that, right? How important balance is, and probably a really horrible analogy. In fact, I'll probably get laughed at as a result of this.
You will.
It was.
Please make us laugh.
I believe I was 48 years old, and I was getting some additional back fat. And Christmas rolled around, and the good news was Leanne, who you're friends with.
Your lovely wife.
Yeah. She got a Wii. Maybe it was even longer than this. You remember Wii?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
we got
the Wii where you got the white handles and all this, right? Well, she also got something called Wii Fit, which was, you know, where you get on a looks like a little scale, right?
Yeah.
And I would go through this Wii Fit. Now, first of all, I'd put in all my dimensions and like this kind of Asian voice would say, "Oh, you're obese," or something like that, right? Called me fat, which pissed me off and made me want to get up and get on a goddamn Wii Fit a little bit more. And, but balance, even back then, they talked about, you know, how much weight you're putting on one foot versus the other. And just that awareness of, my God, how like right dominant I was. So now, of course, at your levels, what you guys are both doing, you're doing it for golfers, you're doing it just to keep people healthy. It made me just really aware. I work on that left leg more, right? Work on that quad, strengthen it, you know? And so it's funny. It's, you know, even back then, it was a big deal.
I think a lot of people don't realize, specifically guys, is how much, you know, the leg, knee weakness and instability comes from, like, the whole hip and the whole leg. So your hip, your glutes, if they're weak, you know, contributes to your quads and your knee instability. So I think as we age, balance-wise, trying to maintain good balance, maintain good agility, you got to do all those fun exercises, you know, in the gym, the adductors, abductors, the clamshells, you know, walking sideways, doing the crab walks to work on glutes and your adductors, abductors, your hips at the same time, and not just like quads and hamstrings. It's got to be the whole picture. And I think guys particularly are bad about exercising that area. And that's where we see balance issues, especially as we get into the older ages.
Yeah. Well, and it, certainly back problems. I know this is
absolutely.
So how does that affect things? And I look at how many guys our age, my age, who are, whether it's sciatica, but they got the lower back. I mean, and it was wild. I had it. It was wild how I was feeling it through my groin and it would end up on my toes. I'm like, and this side is affecting this side. Like the whole thing is connected, right?
Yep. Yeah. I mean,
so just your low back. The nerves are firing and you're getting compression on.
But where's it starting, right? I mean, maybe not even the back. Maybe it's starting somewhere else. Maybe it's a tightness in one leg. Does that happen?
It's probably through the lumbar spine.
The chicken or the egg. The nerve problem is coming from your spine radiating down. But the it could have been a problem where you had tight hamstrings or tight, you know.
That's for sure.
Achilles, and you had an abnormal gait, and then your hamstrings become tight, and your low back becomes tight. And so it may not have started there, but if you're having that radiating pain down your legs, that's most likely from your lumbar spine and either, you know, nerve impingement, a disc bulge. But sometimes sciatic type pain can also be a piriformis muscle, a muscle basically kind of in your butt that gets tight, and it runs over the top of that sciatic nerve that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And if that muscle is tight, it can give you similar symptoms. And so piriformis syndrome is a lot of things that I diagnose and send to therapy for, and, you know, getting that to stretch out. There's definitely stretches you can do for that. And you probably see that a decent amount mm-hmm. in golf too.
Tons.
So what do you recommend, Wardo? Right. So to prevent that, because I mean, you've got a demographic here. I walked into the stable and you got a bunch of young kids in there. So you got you do have the stable of young golfers, but you got a lot of guys my age who are coming in.
We got guys that are 60s, 70s, well into their 80s. And the guys that have done a good job of taking care of their bodies oftentimes are playing golf longer, obviously, and they're playing golf better. And they're not, the last thing they want is their wives do not want them in their house, in the house when they retire. I literally hear it all the time. Out of the house. And so if you're hurt and you're miserable, if you're hurt and at home, your wife's miserable. So it's just a revolving hamster
wait,
wheel.
Wait. Is golf in the stable, is it a vehicle to get the hell away from wives? Is that what
you're Well, no, the wives don't want to be around my members, and so they don't want them in the house. no, but there's so many guys that are well into their 60s or 70s that we work with and that I see, they move. I'll put them up against the 30-year-olds, and they move fucking incredible.
Yep.
And then you get the guys that are, I call them the retail clients that come in, and they want shiny objects, and which is fine. There's a time and a place for club fitting and all that, but these guys are hitting the ball hard and have speed and efficiency due to good biomechanics and movement, period, the end. So we're seeing a lot of that. We see guys that have ailing, you know, back pain time to time, so that's just core strengthening and just education centered around that. We see a little bit of the golfer's elbow, which yeah. there's been some really cool treatment options around that. Some of the PT groups, they'll do some dry needling and working through the site there. So there's just so much with technology right now and injury prevention. I mean, we're taking it as far as doing cold plunges and infrared saunas.
Right.
Like right now, I got in with new baby. I haven't gotten in the cold plunge much, but I got in this morning and it just, for me, it changes my day.
Same thing. I've got an infrared sauna and a cold plunge in the basement.
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
You got them both?
Yep. And you don't even go over to his house.
Yep.
I go over his house invited when he's having bourbon tastings. All right. He's he's pretty good about it.
I haven't been to Sully's Pub for a while either.
Well, it's the holidays are right around the corner there, old Doc.
House looks good, by the way.
Thank you.
He's dialed.
I painted the house white. Red brick colonial. It's all white.
Oh, I like it.
Looks like the White House.
I think Darian did that to Giordo's house.
They did. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to make my life cleaner.
I like it.
You know?
It look nice.
You know, I'm just, like you know what I mean? Just like clean. Now yeah, like pure. It should represent who I am.
Now you
like
and a virgin. Just need to fire a white rock out front and you'll be dialed.
Oh, no.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. When we come back, I want you to give specific things that the listener can do. I mean, we're heading into, we look outside, it's raining, it's right. horrible. We're getting, and you need things to do, whether it's you're going to your own health club, you're coming to the stable, or you're down in your basement with a couple free weights and a chair. You got to do something right now. We're with Kevin Witte, Son of Orthopedics. We're going to make you healthy. Come on back and listen to Golf Underground in the stable.
Guys, as the male body ages, testosterone levels steadily decline, and your body's become increasingly unable to produce healthy levels of the primary male hormone, testosterone. At Regain Functional Medicine, we can help you regain your quality of life with testosterone replacement therapy. TRT improves brain function, sleep cycles, heart health, performance, and overall body composition so you can feel better, function better, move better, and look better. Visit us today at ifeelmuchbetter.com. Regain Functional Medicine with locations in Lawrence and Leawood. Regain is better.
Hey, Brian Sullivan here, and I've got a tip for you. You've got to head to Unforked. It's an amazing restaurant. What I like about these guys is they promise to buy and support seasonal, local ingredients first. And I love the fact that they source from smaller, family, GAP-certified or organic farms, prime-going regions, artisan producers. All I'm getting at is, if you like fresh stuff, Unforked is the place to be. And like they say it, fork or no fork, you can be sure you're getting the highest quality, socially responsible ingredients possible. And not to mention, it's delicious. So whether you're out south or downtown, stop by Unforked for a delicious and healthy meal. Sheridan's Unforked, honest, clean food.
Cowell Insurance Services is your leading program administrator for workers' compensation. They're dedicated to meeting the unique challenges of the insurance industry and assisting employers in reducing their costs. CIS has provided insurance, claim, and loss control services to various industries, including trucking, construction, retail convenience stores, and healthcare, as well as public entities for over 30 years. They work with both retail agents and industry clients, or a combination of the two. If you're tired of fighting the rising costs of premiums and claims, give Cowell Insurance Services a call. Their dedicated staff is ready to find you the best insurance option at the most competitive price. They can help to define or enhance your safety program in order to move you in the right direction in reducing your claim and premium costs. Contact Cowell Insurance Services today, 816-214-4070.
Hey, Brian Sullivan from the Golf Underground here with a little good news. And that good news is that even double-digit handicappers like me can occasionally make a double eagle. All right, maybe not on a golf course, but even guys like me can score when buying a new car or truck. I'm talking about two stores, two brothers, and four generations, treating customers just like family. I'm talking about our buddies at Bobsite Ford and Bobsite Independence Kia. With these guys, you'll always score two under, with double the inventory and double the customer satisfaction. That's the Bobsite Double Eagle. Now, Bobsite offers a wide selection of vehicles and promise to make the car buying process as quick and as hassle-free as possible. Now, whether you have poor credit, no credit, or maybe a first-time car buyer, you can trust Bobsite Ford, and Bobsite Independence Kia will get you into the car or truck you choose with professionalism and attention to your needs. So go visit our buddies at Bobsite.com, but only if you're looking for a vehicle that makes you feel like a U.S. Open champion.
He's a beauty.
All right, welcome back. Golf Underground back in the stable. We got new Papa. Kevin Ward, he's got the new kid. We're so blessed and we're on.
My eyes glazed over. Come some bags under him a little bit.
You never show weakness. You've never shown weakness. No. That's not part of the stable brand. Stable brand makes champions. Right?
Yeah. Champion by diaper changers, champion burp guys. And yeah, we got it.
I'm wondering if, you know, because you believe in processes and repeatability. Mm-hmm. This is what you coach, right? Mm-hmm. Right. It's hard work with process. That's how you become a champion. Have you found a process in waking up in the morning and maybe changing diapers and adding some value to the household?
No, I'm more of like a 2 a.m. diaper change and then maybe a little 5 a.m. diaper change guy, and then I'm out the door and then she's on it. So, no, we've tried to get him into a routine, but it's hard. I mean, the little fella's.
Have you read the book Baby Wise?
No, but somebody asked me that today, so I think I need to get it or read it.
Hey, Woody, did you ever read the Baby Wise book?
I didn't, but I know my wife did. You know, give all the credit to my wife. I know.
Oh, you were like
routine. Routine.
Yeah.
Find a routine and stick with a routine.
I'm more of a learn on the
give that credit to
I'm
my
more
wife.
Of a learn on the fly guy. And so
I see. I like a cookbook other than golf. You know, during a week, I like so things very
actually,
processed and repeatable.
But actually, one thing I'll throw in on the golf analogy is we're in the hospital for 5 days. We've got nurses coming in and out, you know, shift changes, all the shit. We got docs. And we're getting advice from, it's like getting 20 golf lessons from 20 different people in 5 days and then going home and going, well, what the fuck do I do this? Do I do that or I do that? And then,
so true.
And then we have this lactation gal come over for 3 hours and she says everything, fuck that. And she's like, dude, this, this, and this. So I'm going with the most recent.
Yeah.
And she's dying. Yeah.
And so your parenting has ended up like Charles Barkley's golf swing.
More or less. It's like,
right? too many instructors turned you into a shit. Hey, until I see you with one of those male breastfeeders, I'm not talking, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I think you should probably lactate, help the kid.
Yeah, he's dialed.
You know?
Well, he tries to bite and get a little action there. It's just,
I mean,
There's no milk coming out.
What was that? Meet the Falkers? Isn't that
that was Meet the Falkers. Well, the problem if your kid's gonna end up having hair between his teeth, you know, because I've seen your nipples, they're disgusting.
this is getting gross.
Anyway, we're with Dr. Kevin Witte from Sano Orthopedics. All right, so before the break, we talked about a very specific things that someone like me should be thinking of. We've got to, you know, we got the strategy. The strategy is mentally, you got to get your mind right to start working out. You got to be stable, which would include flexibility, strength training, being aware of which part of the bodies are weak and which aren't. You got to be active. Let's all agree with this. But what are some simple things for the guy or gal who might just be home? And how long, at very minimum, is 15 minutes enough? And if it's 15 minutes, I'm doing X number of stretches. I'm doing, like, what's the template? Because I'm, you know, this is what I do for a living. I teach salespeople how to be repeatable. What's the template for someone who says, I don't have time to keep my body healthy?
Well, I'd start with saying, even if they have only got 10 minutes, do that 10 minutes. A lot of people, I think, say, oh, I've only got 10 minutes to do something, and it's not worth it. It is, even if it's only 10 minutes. If that's all you got in the morning, spend 10 minutes, do something. I'll tell you, especially the off season through the winter, it gets dry. I think one of the more important things is staying hydrated. Like getting up in the morning, instead of the first thing you drink is your coffee or whatever, drink a couple cups of water. Start there. You know, staying hydrated will increase your flexibility, helps, you know, bring oxygen to all your cells. So that's one of the things. Stay hydrated. If you've only got 10 minutes, spend your 10 minutes stretching. You know, if you don't have time to get to the gym, you don't want to go to the gym, you don't have gym membership, you want to do something at your house, especially for golf or almost anything, download something or look up a flexibility routine, a stretching routine that you can stick to.
Which is on YouTube, my guy.
Right.
Put in 15-minute YouTube.
Yeah.
Or go to thegolfstable.com, and we've got a library in the back. Hours of content.
Get the hell out. See?
Hours of content.
Why would
I didn't
you
even
go
mean to set that up? I mean, that was perfect. But you know, I mean, spend time stretching. If that's the only thing you have time for, that will, you know, you'll reap the benefits for that, you know, next season when you're warm up, you're doing more stuff outside. Otherwise, you know, core stability stuff, whether it's standing up and doing core stability, working on balance, one legged stuff.
Sully, stand up real quick.
Oh, I'm getting analyzed here.
Stand up.
I am standing raise your up. Right, that's a short joke.
Raise your right knee up in the air.
Is that?
Close your eyes.
Hey, pretty good.
Pretty solid.
Well, I tend to have vertigo, too.
Now I'll go to the other side. So back to the asymmetry thing.
Hang on.
Yeah, grab the chair. Grab the chair.
This should be my better one. I do have I vertigo. Yeah,
there you go.
Since COVID, so no lie, I've had vertigo.
Your left leg has a little better stability based off that brief test we just did.
Which is weird because it's my... Is it? When the right side's my strength?
Yeah, usually a righty traditionally, like, because you're going to be a... Most righties are left-footed jumpers. Like,
yeah.
Think hoops.
Think of doing a layup, yeah. Usually.
Are you a left-footed jumper?
Well, you're supposed to do the layup with the left... You know, but I really haven't played basketball in 43 years.
Most people I screen don't
talk about
you know
Achilles
what? I'll
injuries.
Send you a video of me and the Wii Fit. It'll tell you, give you everything you need to know. I do have a quick question because you talked about even if it's hydrating and getting water in the morning. So Athletic Greens is a big thing right now, okay? And I really want your take on this, right? So Leanne, like, swears by this, right? Where I'm putting some green stuff in my body. It's really, of course, Joe Rogan really pumps it. And she says, I haven't been sick in a year and a half. What's your take on that stuff?
You know, I do believe in the antioxidants. I do believe in vitamins. Now, the old vitamins that we've grown up with aren't necessarily the most absorbable in the body, so I think a lot of them are useless. I think a powder drinkable form, which is, I think, the Athletic Greens is more bioavailable to your body, and so you absorb it better. You know, it's usually, I think it's got a probiotic in there. It's got a bunch of antioxidants, and then your general vitamins, your D and E, and then all your B vitamins. And I think a lot of us are deficient in vitamin D. We're not out in the sun, especially here in the Midwest during the winter. Mm-hmm. So I think getting all those vitamins are important. The mechanism for getting that, I think, is, again, the important part of what kind of availability whether it's a pill or the powder has. But I do. I mean, I like those type of products. I do. I think they have their value. Plus, for those, it's also forcing you to drink something. So again, you're adding some of the hydration.
That's what I was wondering, right? When you said hydration, yeah. You know, I'm trying to do more of it. And you take the little scoop and you feel healthier, whether it's working or not. You know, you feel like you're doing something. It's put things in your life that feel like you're trying to do something good. I think there's a weird psychology to that too.
Oh, I mean, you're kind of getting into the placebo effect, and absolutely. I mean, we know for a fact that even if the mind is very powerful, and if you convince your mind that you're doing something and it's positive, then things happen.
Yeah, yeah. What's your take on it?
I'm a big, obviously the nutrition thing, I think it's personal for what you're trying to accomplish throughout what your body and body types, and I think people, the way they digest different types of foods is a big deal. But I mean, all in on the nutrition. I think people in this world, we eat too late. Oftentimes we drink too much. We eat larger portions. You go to other countries and their portions are just way smaller. They're more tapas and snacking.
The small plates. Yeah.
Yeah. Small plates. And so I'm all in on it. I think it's a big deal. I think, testing, you know, I like to test body comp and work through that with myself and some of our clients. So again, a lot of our clients aren't coming to us with weight loss or decreasing body fat, but it's kind of the byproduct, I think, of, you know, the holistic model that we have.
So I know you hate people who don't commit. You don't hate them as people.
That's strong.
But you hate lack of commitment, and you know, you called them looking for the shiny object. And I think it was actually as you looked at me, I sensed who you were talking to. Okay, and I think it's important for the listener to know that I feel the same way that right. He's looking at you and me. Okay, all right.
So now remember when you used to get onto our live recording.
6:30 in the morning from the shitter.
I'd be like,
it would be.
I'd be like, turtle, look, Sully's on. And I'd be like, good, did you work out today, Sully? He goes, no, I was taking it.
No, I'd be on that shitter and bloop, Facebook would pop up. All right, Turtles.
Doing Sarah, the show from
is
there.
She's doing, well, they had the whole thing live streamed. Let's start working on it. I'm like, I'm on the shitter. I can't do this. Right? So I did some deep breathing exercises instead.
That's so good.
And it all worked out great. I'm still alive, right? Well,
why am I not surprised at that story?
The commitment thing, it's not, I don't, it's just I can sniff it from a million miles away on what the person, what type of client they are going to be within the first 5 minutes of a conversation.
Then you need, in my opinion, to honestly push a little bit more of this video, right? Mm-hmm. Because you have your committers, your A players. Mm-hmm. You certainly got your B players who pop in and pop out. But, you know, I think from a health standpoint, listen, we joked at the break here, right? If the ultimate objective of being a physician is to improve outcomes, right? Improve the health. And you're there when the outcomes aren't so good, right?
Right.
Thank God you exist. Right, but if we can do the right thing on the upfront, that would be great. I think the bigger market for everything is
online.
And time. There's not a person who doesn't walk. Actually, now the ones who walk in here, they've already made a decision in their brain that
they're going to allocate time.
But there's so much of the population who has not made that decision yet. But again, even if it starts with 15 minutes, 20, work up to 20. Work up to a half hour, right? To me, if we can help all of that, those folks.
I think, too, some of it's, you know, you can really do this golf fitness in one of three ways, right? You can do it in a one-on-one setting, which is great. You and the trainer or you and the golf fitness professional. You can do it in a group setting, or some people don't want to be around and want to do it on their own.
Right.
And want to be in the comfort of their own home.
Which is me, honestly. I'm that guy. Like, I don't want to go to the health club and chat with Phyllis and Frankie and talk about the weekend
Being able to do that on their own with all the online stuff or, the tutorials is great.
It's great.
You know, I think it's, same thing with, like, physical therapy, you know. No matter what I do, surgically or non-surgically, you know, if the patients aren't following up correctly and doing the physical therapy or doing their home exercises, the outcome's probably not going to be as good.
Same, yeah.
I think it's interesting through COVID that
we developed more of the telemedicine ability.
Right.
So, you know, we do that. You know, it's hard to get a true physical evaluation, but, you know, with all the technology now, they can show us online, you know, how are they moving? What are they doing? Therapists are doing that as well. And so I think for the same reason, people who don't necessarily want to get out or they're afraid or intimidated by going someplace, you know, having the technology to be able to do stuff like that is amazing.
Yeah, I think we kind of, during COVID, we did so much of that. And then it's not like we missed. It's just, I don't know. I love the one-on-one or the group setting and the camaraderie. But I think that there's definitely, if you're going to touch more people and people want to do a 10, 15, 20 minute quick heater, they can get it done from the hotel room, comfort of their own home, whatever.
Yeah. So. Yep. All right. Let's take one commercial break because Woody's got to go take Eli to Shields.
Yes. Happy early birthday, buddy.
Hey, he's not listening right now. Like, what are you thinking of getting him?
Well, I mean, he'll probably listen to this at some point.
Well, right? What do you think he's going to, which aisle is he taking you to?
We got him one of these little, see, the neighbors have these little scooters you sit on that are kind of powered. I forget what they're actually called, but he saw one of the neighbors had one of those. He really loves that. And so he's going to have this little thing that zips around our driveway. And yeah.
Do you think that's something he can drive down next to a swamp / pond and go gigging in the fall? Because Witty, let me tell you, introduced me for my July 4th birthday many years ago. My present from Witty was like this 6-foot stabbing apparatus where you're supposed to stab bullfrogs, and they call it gigging. So Witty took me gigging for bullfrogs late night. His dad is a famous gigger out at Creekmoor.
That's so amazing.
Hey, where did I learn it from? So, I mean, hey, I might be city boy now, but that's not where I grew up. So, yeah, I had to
introduce city boy? You live in freaking Cass County.
Well, this is true. But that's city to where I grew up. So, I mean, you know, my little town of 3,000, yeah, we gigged and everything. So.
And I was amazing. The only one, and I had that little, and I'm like, I'm from Connecticut, for Christ's sakes. I'm a Kennedy Democrat. I can't just stab a bullfrog with that little, it looked like a
little pitchfork.
You see in the Disney movies, it was a pitchfork.
It's a trident.
Like you got to stab them and scoop them up and throw them in a bag, and then you're supposed to cook them up. I don't know. I think it's a little satanic.
Frog legs are pretty tasty, though.
It is.
Fresh delicacy.
Amazing.
When we come back, we're going to ask a few final questions, and then are you prepared in any way
to give the rapid fire, of course.
He's got the rapid fire. All right, we're with Kevin Witty. By the way, if you happen to injure yourself, we're trying to prevent this. Sano Orthopedics. At very least, you're going to make a great friend with he and his 78 new employees. Culture matters, but fixing you is even more important. Come on back here on the Golf Underground in the stable. Hey, Brian Sullivan of Golf Underground with my favorite orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Kevin Witty from Sano Orthopedics. Hey, Doc, golf season's over. My back is killing me. I know it's football season, so you get a lot of kids coming in, blown ACLs, all sorts of body parts with problems. And then, of course, those baseball players. I know you fix a lot of elbows. Why is Sano Orthopedics the absolute best sports medicine orthopedic group in Kansas City?
Well, if you want to see the guys in town, I've had the best orthopedic fellowship training in sports medicine, including training with Dr. James Anders and Dr. Larry Lemack. Come see us. We individualize patients' plans to get them back to that activity and that sport that they love. And we actually care and listen to our patients and follow up with them and make sure that they're getting the results they need.
Okay. And so the three things that separate you, number one, best training. Number two, you specialize in getting people on that field. Number three, you're actually listen. Where can I learn more? Because you got me all in and I don't really want to get fixed, but it's time.
At sanoorthopedics.com, 816-525-2840.
Hi, this is George Brett, Hall of Fame baseball player, and I've been playing golf for over 35 years. Hitting the ball far was never my problem, but the closer I got to the greens, that's when my problems began. When I wanted a golf practice area in my backyard, I called Celebrity Greens. They are the industry leader in custom-built synthetic golf greens. These championship-caliber, low-maintenance greens roll great, react like real bent grass, and hold chip shots that check and spin. I absolutely love mine, not only in Kansas City, but also in Arizona. Call the pros at Celebrity Greens at 1-888-507-7960 or visit them online at celebritygreens.com. Practice like the pros or people like me that want to be pros right in your own backyard.
Hey, Brian Sullivan, Golf Underground, with a little tip for you. If you're looking to buy a new Ford, you have to check out my buddy, Jason Gudenkauf at Lewisburg Ford. They've been saving Midwest Ford buyers thousands of bucks for over 40 years because they do business the right way. They sell everything, check this out, for $50 over invoice. That's simple and cheap. And they win a lot of awards. In fact, they won Ford's President's Award 17 times. That's the top Ford award. And they only give it to dealers with superior customer satisfaction in sales and service. So they know how to take care of customers better than anybody. Now, what these guys know how to do also, keep this in mind, sell trucks. Lewisburg Ford has sold more F-150s than any other Ford dealership in greater Kansas City. That's 2 years running. And last year, they were the number one F-150 sales leader in the entire state of Kansas. So, no hassle. $50 over invoice pricing, unparalleled customer satisfaction, and a huge selection. That's a perfect recipe for selling trucks. So, check out all their inventory and prices online at lewisburgford.com or give them a call at 816-444-2300.
New golf clubs. A big screen TV to watch the U.S. Open, or maybe even a new golf cart that I've got my eye on.
No matter how you choose to spend the savings, if you're looking to put a dent in your monthly heating and cooling bills, the answer may be right over your head. If your attic isn't insulated properly, you're missing out on a prime opportunity to cut costs. Call the certified energy experts at Star Companies, Inc., 816-353-2160, for a free estimate to learn how they can help you save money. 816-353-2160, or visit starcompanieskc.com.
Welcome back. Golf Underground in the stable. All right, we're having a nice chat here at the break. You know, we fight a lot
here. We don't fight.
Just told us to shut up.
I mean, it's just, gets a little
weird. No, because he always wants to bring it to the content.
Well, it gets a little weird, you know? All right, and so at the break, Witty and Wordo and myself, we're talking about these new places that exist where they'll go stretch you for you because you're too goddamn lazy to stretch yourself. And I think my take is, what's wrong with both? You tell me.
What's wrong with
you
doing
can do both? I think you can do both. You can have some Czechoslovakian, you know,
gal smokes.
Yeah, a little, right, helping the hammies, and then you actually do it yourself because our man, come here, hey, former University of Michigan. What was your position?
Offensive guard.
Offensive guard. Now listen.
Well, guards aren't supposed to be flexible, anyways.
Well, I'm not flexible. So
the ones these days are.
All right, tell the folks your name.
Ante Scoreputt.
I mean, has there ever been a sexier name than Ante Scoreputt?
That's impressive.
I mean, especially for a golf program, Scoreputt? Damn!
I should have named my kid Scoreputt.
All right. So you say you've been going to one of these places, and you said there's
highly recommended.
Okay, tell me why.
Listen, it does what I can do, but it does it for me. And if I do it myself, I'm not going to do it as well. You're never going to get a stretch on your own that you would with somebody else pulling it for you.
I will agree with that, but I will go back to Wardo's point that I think there needs to be some education along with that so that you can do a lot of stuff on your own. There needs to be some homework done. But for the people who are tight already, like yourself, you were demonstrating. He can barely take his hands, kind of get past his knees, maybe. But to get you to a point where you're a lot more flexible, help you get way past where you are right now, but then to maintain, you need to be able to do a lot of that stuff and have that education on your own. So I don't mind these places at all. I think they're great.
I think they're great. The other thing, too, is Mr. Scoreputt over here is well off financially, where there's a lot of folks that may not be able to afford that. Right. I don't know what the sessions are, but
Canadian immigrant here.
I like it.
So I'm making – it's a tough time trying to make
it. How'd you get over the wall?
There is no wall. I
that's the problem with you.
I paid an attorney. I went to school here. I did it the right way.
And you got a great education. I mean, that's a hell of a school.
I think anything's
better than nothing. I just think the education and the figure it out on how to do it so that if somebody or if you can't afford to go or you don't have the time to go and you want to do a 10-15 minute, back to your point, session at home, that you're able to do that. And he's right. I think when somebody opens you up, you feel freaking amazing. And
it's the resistance, like, yeah. Right? When you do the hamstring, right? They get your hamstring back there, then they go,
press,
okay,
yep.
Press back down. Then you just get a little bit more flexible.
Muscle energy, and, flexible, yeah.
Well, and my sense is it's also about your expectation. And I liken it to when I blew my ACL in Chicago. When you go to PT and they... Dr. Kevin Whitty right here, you can take care of it. Well, that was too late, yeah.
I had, that was long before I was ready to take care of it.
No, I went to Stedman recommended me to... he was the first guy who saw my ACL in Vail. And he said, all right, go to my tuba. I got buddies at University of Chicago, buddies in Northwestern. Go meet with them. And I sat down with them. I said, how long is it going to take for me to get my ACL? Because I want to play lacrosse. And they said, well, it's going to be a year. Then I went to this guy down in... he was off of Cicero. He was Southside. He was a DO. He had a cigar this big. And he's like, I'll get you back in 6 months. He smoked that cigar. I said, what? I just went to Northwestern in Chicago. How are you going to get me back 6 months? He said, trust me. And he took that cigar. No shit. I swear.
He's banging on the cigar. I swear. In the
banging
office.
On a cigar in his office. He said, I will have you on that field in 6 months. He said, but here's what's going to happen. It's going to be, people are going to say, what the hell is he doing? Because I'm going to take your hamstring. I'm going to wrap it in this Dacron material. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to put you in a cast for 1 month. And everyone's going to say, including your PT, you're nuts. This guy's nuts. He's a quack. So I'm warning you, if you're not open to the criticism that will come, then do not go with me. And did they you said, go I with like him? Your energy.
And it worked.
And
it worked.
And he put that damn thing.
What, 6 months or 6 years?
They had to amputate a week later. No. So, and he put that damn thing in, and which is really interesting to me about orthopedics. Maybe it's a little tighter, in meaning there's right. there's more best practices. But that seemed like a very best practice. It will be a year for an ACL. You will get flexibility coming right out of surgery to prevent scar right. tissue. His was, what was your pain? What is your pain tolerance? Because what will develop, it will wrap everything up. If you're telling me you're puss, do not do this. Because when you go to PT, what you will feel will be the worst pain of your life.
You're going to break through okay. that scar tissue.
And as it relates back to what we're saying is, the awareness of what you can handle in how far you can go, right? That 1%, that 1 degree, right? That 2 degree, and yeah, you get to 15 degree. Without surgery, you also feel it. Like you and I'm the same as you, but if I had someone saying, Sully, you're only at this. Go home and get yourself to this, and when you come back, you might be 3 yeah. degrees better. Some I think homework. There's an upside to
some
it.
Homework, yeah, absolutely. And somebody you got to be accountable to.
Absolutely. Back to the quick recovery, because I think this was pretty cool.
He's got to go to Eli.
I know you got to go. So real quick, the Aaron Rodgers, when I think he's on the field walking already post-surgery for his Achilles, like, is that realistic? Like, what did this doctor, what did this voodoo doctor do? Or is this is just not normal?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was Dr. Elitrosh out at Curlin Job in California. Okay. He's the same guy that did Tom Brady's ACL back in the day, too. I mean, he's a Hollywood, he's sports doc, he's Hollywood, just, you know, doc to the stars out there. So I'm sure he did a great job. He did a speed bridge, which is a type of repair by a certain company. And, you know, minimally invasive, went in there, you have anchors, almost like you're fixing a rotator cuff with these big suture tapes. So it's pretty strong. And we know that getting out there weight-bearing early with Achilles injuries and repairs actually is key. You just got to limit the motion. So they can put weight on it, they just can't stretch it and do that, extend. That you know, yeah. dorsiflexion. So yeah, I mean, I think it's pushing it for him to be back this year. Is it possible? Yeah. I mean, I think it's pushing it.
Yeah.
You know, I think
that'd be a 4 month recovery.
Right. You know, and that's unrealistic. So,
so the fact it's good that he's walking on it, putting yeah. pressure, but yeah. just not,
you're going to have to live. Yeah. And I think this week he talked about having a rough week in rehab. So, I mean, you're going to have your ups and downs and two steps forward, step back, got typical it. Stuff.
But he got that special hooch down in South America when he was in the jungle. He's fine.
Oh, and he did the 4 days in the dark room or something.
Yeah, yes, he's fine. Yeah. You
maybe that's part of it. He's
got that's got to be part of the stable. Got you got to give some of that kooky hooch.
That dragon blood.
Yeah, he's got the dragon
blood. Right. So. Right. All right. Final, we're going to let Whitty go. He's got to be a good dad right now. We're going to do
We're gonna
your favorite
emergency
part.
Three.
Emergency three. Okay.
Emergency
okay.
three holes. Yep. Okay. All right. The favorite, your favorite surgery. You wake up in the morning and you're excited to do this surgery.
Ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction, Tommy John surgery.
Love it.
Ooh.
The common thing you see amongst the patient population, the, if they could do one thing, it would be this.
What?
Stay active and stretch. Stay active,
move, feet on floor.
Just move. Just keep moving.
Love it. In your spare time, if you weren't going to do, what was that hobby?
Gigging.
Gigging. If you were going to do gigging, when you retire, what hobby are you going to pick up?
Oh, something I do already, but you know, probably more fly fishing. Maybe I'll be a fly fishing instructor or guide.
I like that. You'd look good with the hat and the boots. And the shirt.
It's who he is, by the way.
He's
it's
outdoors he guy.
By the
he
way,
comes in, he says all this golf stuff. He's like, I'm out. He's like, this is kind of cool, but I'm out.
I mean, the orthopedic guys, you know, they typically have the reputation to be the cool guys anyway. You know, they were the cool guys back in school.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
they're like freaking construction guys. You know,
yeah, we're the carpenters, construction guys. Yeah. You know, the old saying is, you know, orthopedics is strong as an ox and twice as smart, or we're the knuckle wait, draggers. Flip that? Yeah. Or,
all right. Well, listen, if here we are, all of us. Underground listeners, let's keep the bodies right. And when you screw up, and I know you will, go to Sano Orthopedics. I'm telling you, let's be honest. I'm not bullshitting you. There's no one better than these guys, and it keeps growing. And the reason it's growing is because you know the formula of this is how we do things. Here's our culture. Here's our cookbook. You get the greatest surgeons in the Midwest and beyond. So don't look anywhere else, right? It's very simple.
I appreciate it. We try to get a good culture, and like I said, prevention is key, one of the big things to us, but if we need to fix you, we'll fix you.
All right, and so maybe we'll have a cocktail, not tonight, but
right,
you know, sometime over the weekend.
Soon.
All right, Whitty, big
thanks,
toast.
Thanks, guys, I appreciate it.
Kevin Whitty.
Thank you, guys.
Sign up
thanks, hey. Doc.
There we go. There we go. Hey, we'll
take care.
We had a nice fun. Keep yourself healthy. We're going to have a lot of great guests if Wardo starts getting off his ass. He's only got a kid, but he's got to start finding us some additional guests. Hope you had a blast. Golf Underground, back from the stable.
Woo!